Light Up a Life is an annual event now in its sixth year, hosted by Care Partners. This year's tree lighting ceremony is Thursday, December 4th. Joining us now with the details is Kay Grinland, Care Partners Director. Welcome, Kay.
Nice to be here.
Light Up a Life, what does that mean?
Light Up a Life, it's a worldwide celebration and fundraiser, often used, started by hospices to help raise funds. But it's a great opportunity during the holiday season to just remember the loved ones that you're missing, you know, that you want to honor.
Are there any restriction on who someone honors?
No, any it could so. be anyone that, usually it's someone who has died, hopefully. But anyone, you know, it could be parents, sisters, friends. Some people are a little more general about it. But in each case, a $5 donation remembers a person, and we put their name in our memory book. And also we light up one light on our tree.
Mm-hmm. And how is the process for submitting names go?
You need to get a form. And there's one in the paper this weekend, the Grand Marais paper. Mm-hmm. And you can also, most of the churches and stores, businesses around town have little things on the counter or on the bulletin board that you can tear off and send in. Or you can go online at NorthShoreHealthcareFoundation.org. Go to the Care Partners page and you can click and download a form. And just mail that to us, or you can also drop it off at Java Moose.
And the event is a fundraiser, correct? Is
that? Yes.
How do you use the funds then?
The funds go to help support Care Partners do end-of-life care. And so it helps support our nurse who does a lot of one-on-one listening, consultation, strategizing with the family, and also our volunteers who provide presence at end-of-life. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us the specifics of this year's tree lighting ceremony? You're at a new location this year.
Yep. This year, we've usually done it up at the hospital, but this year we're downtown. We just felt like the work that we do of caring for our elders and those folks that are passing is really a community thing, and we wanted to have the event and the tree down in the community. So the tree is between Drury Lane Books and the Donut Shop, and we've wisely always held the ceremony indoors. Because we're in Grand Marais. And so we will be across the street from there in the East Bay Suites. They have a nice stone throw room, which is very warm and welcoming.
You can see the tree from there.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yep. So it's Thursday, December 4th at 6 p.m. And anyone's welcome. And it's just a casual affair. We'll have some treats. We'll have some great music. Yvonne Mills, who's talking to me right now, will be there. And also with your compadres, Barb Levine and Amanda Hand. Mm-hmm. Wonderful music. And Pastor Beth Benson from the First Congregational Church will be kind of leading the ceremony. And it's just a time of quiet reflection. People often, if they want, you know, share the names of someone they're thinking about and a couple of readings and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Have you gotten feedback from attendees from previous years, or what do people have to say about?
People have found it always very heartwarming, mm-hmm. I think, and a nice connection, you know, mm-hmm. that sometimes you feel alone in your grief and your loss, and there's such a nice, lots of people going through those same things, yeah. And so it's a nice connection, and some people really come deliberately because they've just lost someone, and others just come because it's nice this time of year to remember those folks.
Sounds nice. We're speaking with Kay Grinland of Care Partners. The sixth annual Light Up a Life tree lighting ceremony is Thursday, December 4th at 6 p.m. at the Stone's Throw Room of East Bay Suites. More information from Care Partners at 387-3788. Kay, is there anything else you would like to add?
Just that you can watch the tree get lighter, because right now we've got, I think, 100 lights on the tree, and the more donations come in, the more lights come on the tree.
Thanks for joining us, Kay.
All right.